Two mammoth finds have propelled two English amateur fossil hunters into the limestone limelight. Cotswold couple Sally and Neville Hollingworth are part-time paleontologists who have struck archaeological gold twice. 4 years ago, they exposed the bones of five Ice Age mammoths in a 200,000-year-old mammoth graveyard, now featuring in a David Attenborough film. And then recently, after lockdown, they unearthed a 167-million-year-old haul of marine fossils, echinoderms to be precise, some of which are brand new to scientists, and which London's Natural History Museum say are of global significance. On our webpage, listeners, you can see our guests in a gallery and some of what they have discovered. Sally and Neville are with us from Swindon in southern England. Merry Christmas. Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Hello.
Great to have you with us. I've been intrigued by your story ever since I first read it. Could we begin perhaps by telling us a little bit more of each of these finds? I think with the mammoths, it was a family, essentially, was it not?
Yes, What it was, we actually had permission from the quarry company to go in and have a look for Jurassic marine fossils in the floor of this working gravel quarry. And then we saw something sticking out the side of a drainage ditch, which looked to all intents and purposes like a bit of wood. But when I got a bit closer, I said, oh, that looks like bone. And then we started digging this bone out. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then we realized we had a whole leg bone, a humerus of a mammoth. It couldn't have been anything else. And then we started to see more bones and teeth lying around in the floor of this quarry, scattered over quite a wide area, and we soon realised quickly that this was something quite significant. There was a lot of this bone and lots of teeth and other things lying around, and so we picked up some, and then we found more, and so that was exciting enough. But Sally made an even more exciting find as we did a few trial excavations to see how extensive this was. So Sally's find was what made the interest soar and just get interest in this documentary that's being shown. So Sally can say a bit more about it.
Yeah. So we were sort of looking for bones, and Neville would find a toe bone from a steppe bison, and I saw this sort of glint of flint, chocolate coloured flint, in the sunlight, and picked it up and held it in my hand, and it fit perfectly in the palm of your hand, and instantly I knew it was a hand axe. And for a few seconds I had a goosebump moment where you're sort of holding an artifact in your hand that hasn't been touched by modern human or early man for 200,000 years, and you're the first person to hold this beautiful flint hand axe. And it was the fact that it was lying in the same layer as mammoth bones. We thought, this is really important. This could be early man with mammoth. And that's when we reached out for some specialists.
Neanderthal, the hand axe would have been. So we've got images now of you with David Attenborough, and you're with the superstars. But what about this more recent discovery of things that scientists are finding brand new? Where did you go looking for these?
Well, the mammoth site then became a lake, and we, you know, as we do, we go out looking for somewhere else to, you know, fossil hunt, and we came across this very small working quarry where the gravel had been extracted to a layer of clay. So the landowners had got to a point where they thought, well, they can't use it for gravel extraction. And that was lucky, because that was the layer that was really interesting. And I'll let Neville explain a bit more about the Jurassic Pompeii.
Yeah, that's a very aptly named, actually. What we found was that the floor of this quarry, there was basically a fossilised Jurassic sea floor that had preserved all the different types of what they call echinoderms, which people who go to the coast are familiar with: starfish, sea urchins, sea cucumbers, and these enigmatic things called sea lilies or feather stars, which are also known as crinoids. And these were beautifully preserved and completely intact, with all the small, tiny features beautifully preserved, the sea urchins with all their spines preserved, and also these really rather rare other finds. We found some starfish fossils and brittle stars. So literally, all the different types of types of echinoderms that you find today in modern coastal environments. And we were quite sort of surprised by that. So we took a slab away and cleaned it up using a sort of micro sandblaster. And then we realized that this was a little bit more than just a few specimens on a block of rock. So we contacted the Natural History Museum in London. Dr. Tim Ewan came out, had a look at the site immediately, and he couldn't believe his eyes. He said, "Do you realize," he said, "that the museum, in over 200 years of collecting from rocks of this age, only have about a dozen specimens, and where we are now, we're looking at thousands of them." And so that's where they started, when they started digging the site and uncovering more material. They found specimens that were new to science. These are brand new. When I say brand new fossils, that sounds a bit funny, but these were fossils that have not been described before. These are types of sea urchins and starfish that have not been described before. So it opened a new window into a lot of exciting research. So we were very lucky.
What I love about your story is that this is essentially a hobby. I should say that you have a PhD in geology, Neville. You're clearly very capable people, but it's essentially a hobby. And I just love the way that you're going out and doing the thing you love to do and uncovering this amazing science at the same time. What's the role of Google Earth in this? I think the dreaded lockdown, you know, what am I going to do? Google Earthing helped you find this more recent fossil discovery. Do you get clues from Google Earth? Do you know enough to know where the right place to look is?
Yeah, you get an idea from the sort of geological maps, and there were some papers that were published during the Victorian period, so nearly 200 years ago now, about some unusual things that have come from the area. But we use Google Earth to sort of look over the land to see if there's any quarries or exposures of rock or clay that you can pick up from the images. And we just spotted this quarry in some woodland. And I said, "That looks interesting." I'd been there a long time ago, but it was only very shallow, but they deepened it and expanded it. And that's where when we actually decided, got permission from the landowner to go in and have a look, that we found this amazing Jurassic seafloor. But the fascinating thing is that these animals died where they lived. They break up very quickly when they're alive. They don't fossilize very easily. But finding them all complete, you know, beautifully preserved. We describe the site as a Jurassic Pompeii for one very good reason, and that was because the site, the deposits that we find them in, is clay on limestone, and we think they died in an ancient storm, mudslide, sort of a tsunami of mud covered them and buried them alive.
167 million years ago. And exactly. Sally, you alluded to it with the mammoth discovery and then discovering the Neanderthal hand axe as well. Is this adding to, as you say, not just our understanding of dinosaurs or echinoderms, it's adding to our understanding of early humans species as well?
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. I mean, the whole journey of the echinoderms and the mammoth, we've met some incredible people. And it's just amazing that, you know, one person can be solely interested in mammoth teeth. One person just knows everything there is to know about starfish. So we've met some incredible people on this journey. So that's been quite fun and fascinating.
Will there be more? I mean, do you feel like it's lightning striking twice, or are you just really good at it, and might there be more?
Who knows? Let's hope so.
I'm feeling optimistic, so I'd say yes. And the sites that we've just mentioned, both of them are still yet to be fully excavated. They've done a lot of work at the mammoth site, but they haven't excavated the whole site. So there's probably a lot more mammoth and a lot more other material. And who knows, they might start finding early human remains, and that would be amazing.
Wow.
Because Britain, during the last ice age, was like the outpost of Europe. There wasn't... it was at the right... It was the far end of the migration routes for all sorts of things. So it was probably... it's unique to get things like that. Of course, with...
Go ahead, Neville. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Sorry. And then, of course, for me, we were very lucky that Sir David Attenborough got excited and interested in the site because it's not that far from where he lives. So it was actually quite lucky for us, too, that he could come out and see the site very quickly. And so that helped with the making of the documentary.
Wonderful fun. And Sally, you've got the best Christmas stories, haven't you? You know. What does Christmas involve for your family?
Well, it's a quiet Christmas, apart from all the media.
Is it snowing?
Oh, gosh, no. There's no snow here. And we might have a frost, but no, it's a bit rainy and grey and very typical British weather.
Tell me, like, obviously you know the geological maps. You are literally plotting rich territory to go looking. But what is that moment and what is it that you see that can just... It's like pulling on a thread, isn't it? And all of a sudden you found a femur and then you found a whole family of mammoths. What is it that you might see that will take you into a treasure trove?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What we realised was that just finding the odd bone initially and fragments on the surface of the floor of the quarry, when we started looking a bit further, we did a couple of small trial pits and found a lot more bone material, more teeth, jaw material and other things. We realised that what we come across was literally a graveyard of Ice Age giants. And that's where we realised. And then with Sally finding that hand axe was just, like, incredible, because that is the golden key to indicating there was interaction between these giant, you know, these Ice Age megafauna, as they call it, and, of course, humans, early humans, Neanderthals. So that was... That was the big link, and that's what got everyone excited. So that's where they started digging in the hope of finding more. And that's what happened. They found more flint tools, which then indicated that was clearly a link.
Sally and Neville Hollingworth, thank you very, very much. Well done, and enjoy your Christmas. Thanks for making time to be with us.
Yep, and enjoy Christmas in New Zealand.
Thank you.
Sally and Neville. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Thanks, Sally. Sally and Neville.
Have a Christmas, yes.
Neville Collingworth from Swindon in southern England.